This is Adam Devine.
And Blake Anderson.
And Anders Holm.
From This Is Important. Let's talk about Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's not widely talked about, and some men may feel reluctant to bring it up, but it's more common than you'd think.
PD can happen when scar tissue builds up under the skin of the penis, causing a curve with a bump during an erection that for some men may lead to pain during intimacy and impact mental health.
A trusted urology specialist can help diagnose PD and walk you through your options, including non-surgical treatment. Visit talkaboutpd.com.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here, and one here, and one here, and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, we do not have a voicemail from Eric from Central Illinois. Today we actually have Eric from Central Illinois joining us.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it, so you can call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get those advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts. You could also sign up at patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, my sister, is here today, and Eric
Hello.
From Central Illinois.
Hello. I'm one of those bad people. I'm a gravekeeper, but not an EPP. I have like several other subscriptions.
That does not make you a bad person. Let me just say that right off the bat.
But we highly encourage you to do that.
I know.
It's all up to whoever's listening. If you want to, you want to. No pressure. So, Kathy Gordon, how are you today?
You know, I'm very good. I'm a lot warmer than the rest of the country.
Yeah,
that's
we're
all
cold.
I can say about that. Yeah, you guys are cold.
Central Illinois is cold today.
Real cold.
As is Kansas. Yeah. We are very cold.
Yeah, it's I think it was negative 14 right now with the wind chill. It was like negative 17 when I was out shoveling. And luckily the snow we had was very light. So it only took me about 25, 30 minutes to shovel those two. Ooh. When it's heavy, it's like 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It is a mess. It's a mess. But you know what? Where we're at, it could have been so much worse. So I'm not going to complain.
How much snow did Wichita end up getting?
About 7-8 inches.
Okay, good. That's pretty good haul.
So
yeah.
It wasn't horrible. And I'm not going to complain about it because, man, in Nashville, I have a bunch of friends in Nashville and they got this ice storm and it's snapping the trees and a bunch of my friends are without power and it's really cold. So
see, that's what I worry about is that ice. And like a whole bunch of the southern part of the states are getting it. And that's really bad.
Yeah.
I've been in ice storms like that where you're without power for a week or more.
Yep.
You know, and it's terrible.
Because it's a whole different problem when, you know, the electricity goes out because even a transformer, and you can replace that. But this is like this tree limb brought that line down and that line down. And, you know, it's complicated.
Well, it is. And it's also oddly eerie because once the power goes out, there's no sound.
I know.
Right? Like not the fridge, not anything running. And then all night long, you just hear crack.
After it sounds crack like gunshots.
Just, you know, the tree branches breaking. And it's so eerie. But, oh, I feel so bad for those people that are in the ice path.
So, Eric, thank you for taking the time to chat with us. I thought it would just be fun to have you actually on this show because we are always talking about you on this show. And so it was like, just join us. Let's for a couple episodes. We're going to do two episodes together. And yeah. I just thought it'd be kind of fun because you have kind of a different outlook than Kathy and I do. Your experiences are different, as is everyone's. We all have different experiences. But tell me a little about with you personally, like your interest in the paranormal. Does that go way back?
I've been a paranormal investigator for close to 20 years now and have, you know, hit some of the big ones like Waverly Hills and Missouri State Penitentiary to, you know, homes. It's just been something that has, going back to a kid, you know, and I always hear people talk about like the Time Life book series. And those are things that I always like would get from the library, and just the ghost thing was always just something that was there. Mm-hmm. I think it's the unknown and kind of and initially it was kind of like the thrill, like, oh, we're going into a dark space. But now it's like I'm trying to see if I can, you know, get, you know, not to the bottom, but, you know, like make connections or something. And I know when we talked on the Grave Talks, like Ashmore Estates is a place that I've probably been to 8 or 10 times to investigate. And it's just like every time I go there, I get something new, and it's like peeling off back, another layer of that onion. But most recently, over the last 2 years, I've kind of gotten more in touch with, I guess you could say, a psychic side mm-hmm. of me. Mm-hmm. I still consider myself an infant in this. Sometimes I kind of amaze myself, like, oh, wow, you know. And other times I'm like, I was talking to you the other night, Kathy, I was asking you about, you know, a man with a beard, because I'm like, this guy keeps popping in my head periodically, and I'm trying to associate with you know, who is this guy, and why is he bothering me? So it's sometimes frustrating like that, you know, going out in public. And I had called in a week ago or so and just talked about how difficult is, Tony called it, the season of purgatory.
Yes, in fact, that's, I think, the episode before this one.
Yeah, I think episode we just
or
talked
two.
About
yeah, it. So, yeah,
we just have talked about you.
Yeah. It was, I mean, just with everything that's going on, you know, in this country right now, and just the holiday season, it was like, it was really difficult for me to go out sometimes. I just felt like everybody's emotions. I am a very big empath. So it's just, I don't know. I just pick up on those energies. So, and I'm really working through that. And I'm just, you know, and other things like kind of remote, I don't know if it's like remote viewing, but, you know, like my friend in Colorado, coworker, where I've been helping her, you know, and I've been working with Kathy a little bit. So it's turned from a hobby into something more for me. So
do you think that the abilities that you have were opened up by your interest in the paranormal, or is it something you think has always kind of been there, but you're not ever quiet enough to really know? You know what I mean? We all get so busy. Yeah.
So I, looking back as a child, I didn't really have any experiences, but something really kind of caught my eye when I was looking through like some old photos of me as a kid, and my mom always made fun of me because like I always wore a hat everywhere I went. I wore a hat, like even right now I'm wearing a hat. Spirit likes to communicate by touching my head. I'm bald, so it's a really good place for me to feel them. So I will, and even like when I let my, don't shave it for a week or something, I'll sometimes feel like almost like a air going over my head, but it's like somebody's running their hand through my stubble, on my head. So I wonder if like subconsciously, like I just wore a hat for kind of deflect that. What really kind of opened up my, I guess, empathic side was yoga and meditation.
Oh, that's interesting. That makes sense too.
To where I could actually concentrate on my body and the energies, and it kind of took a turn probably around the pandemic, where when we moved into the house that I'm in, and things kind of started to happen in the house, listening to some podcast, and that's how I kind of got involved with Kate the Brave as my mentor, where she really opened me up to be more receptive. So and you know, I am not somebody that like I have spirits necessarily talking in my ear, or I see full body apparitions all the time. It's more like I just read a news article, and I know, like, you know, I as I told Kathy, I was like, do you have like a step down room in your house? You know, and she's like, well, yeah. I'm like, and then I was getting like, make it your own. She's like, it's my art studio. And I'm like, okay. Like, unless if I like track down where she lived and I don't know, found the property and looked through, I don't know, the online listing or something, and I guess looked at that. But I mean, it's things like that just kind of pop in my head. And, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, there's going to be a spike in activity at somebody's house. I better text them. So it's things like that sometimes happen where, and it's really, for me, kind of nerve wracking to put yourself out there because, you know,
I get that.
Say, hey, this is, do you have this in your house, or is this here? You know, I'm like, what are you, creeping on me or something? So I don't know. It's just, I'm very, I don't know, I guess in a defensive mode of like not necessarily sharing all the time, but you know, I've just had too many things that I feel are not coincidence.
Yeah.
That really kind of bolsters my, I guess, how I feel about it and my confidence.
And we've talked about this before on this show in regards to you. Because I think a lot of times you might have an intuitive voice. There's that little voice that comes in and you just ignore it. Or maybe you're driving down the street and red frisbee pops up, or any number of random things. Mm-hmm. But we just ignore it. And you don't ignore it. That's what I find so interesting. So I think that, you know, there could be people who have abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But number one, you're so busy. And that's why I think yoga and meditation helps you, because it does clear your head. Because I think we're so bombarded constantly that we very infrequently just sit still.
Yeah.
And quiet. Mm-hmm. And so I just think, you know, there's more people. And it does help, like with Kate the Brave and having a mentor and somebody to bounce it off of too. So you're like, am I crazy? Because you are kind of putting yourself out there, and yeah, and you're being at risk of being judged, I should say.
The other thing in this equation, I think, for a lot of people, is that it's like looking in a mirror and really having to be objective with what you see. Like you have to be good with yourself, right? Before you can open up and look at yourself. Before you can completely open up. And that's really hard. That's really hard for most people.
Yes.
To, you know, get on the right side of yourself before you can even do these other things. You know, I applaud Eric for, you know, being able to do that, because that alone is a feat to get past your own hurdles, to let that wall down so that you can hear these things and see these things. That's to me, that's an incredible step.
It is a leap of faith. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. And when I first started my mentorship with Kate, I felt kind of foolish, quite honestly, you know, talking out loud to my spirit guides or asking for guidance. But like, the interesting thing is like, when you start getting interactions, I truly think everybody has this ability. I just think that people numb themselves so much with, as you talked about being bombarded, put that phone down and just take, even if you take 5 minutes for yourself and just sit in silence and just take some deep breaths, and you don't have to think about anything. Just clear your mind. I think that can do wonders for you. You know, big thing I like to do, and, you know, and my partner, she's really into kind of the nature stuff and lifeblood of the ecosystem. And, you know, she's like, hey, let's go outside and go get grounded. And, you know, we'll walk.
Oh, I love that.
Maybe go hug a tree, you know, and it's, there is something to it. I truly do. So I think if you just take time for yourself and listen to your body, listen to that voice that sometimes pops in, and just kind of go with it, you know?
But I think it's hard for a lot of people. A lot of people don't want to be alone with themselves, you know? And it's easier to just focus on everybody else and everything else, and because it's harder for you to come to a, you know, a good place in your own mind. And so I think that's what this, you know, your psychic abilities, by you, you know, delving into that, you have to do that. You know, you have to do the work to get there. And, you know, I think that's really hard for a lot of people. I think so. But I'm kind of with you. I think a lot of people, or maybe even most people, do have some psychic ability. And that's what, like Carol said, when, you know, you're driving along and the red Frisbee all of a sudden comes to your mind, you're like, where the hell did that come from? Well, it probably came from somebody trying to communicate with you, but we just put it out of our mind and keep driving.
Yeah.
Whereas you're being trained to stop and think, where did that come from?
Yeah. And that's something that I'm trying to work on, is like, I get it. But who does it go to, or what does it go to? You know,
and that takes time.
It does. And it's kind of like my next door neighbor, you know, it's an older German couple, and they've been living in that house for decades. And she was telling my partner one day, like, that she was kind of experiencing some things in the house, heard stuff, and, you know, and so I was, looking after their house when they were gone on vacation for a couple weeks, and I'm in their backyard, and I just stop, and I don't see it, but I know it's there. And there was a lady that was standing in the window looking at me. And so I asked her, I'm like, so where you're experiencing stuff, is it down in that basement area with the walkout? And she's like, yeah, that's where I hear stuff. And I just got like a lady there, and I don't know if it's like an aunt or something, but there's a piece of jewelry, and it's like a pendant or a pearl earring. And I asked her if she had any sort of jewelry that was given to her from like a relative that was like a pearl or a pendant or anything. And she said no. So I'm thinking it's like her husband, but he doesn't want anything to do with it. He poo-poos her, makes fun of her about it. And so I'm like, well, I'm not going to ask Manfred that. I'll just let it sit. So, but it's one of those things where, like, I'm sure, like, I know that's what it is. You know, I know that. And I think it's, if it's not her, then it's attached to him. I think, you know, it's again, it's one of those things where just having confidence in yourself and, you know, and sometimes it can be a battle. And I think I contacted you a while ago about that, Tara lady that was struggling with, you know, dealing with the empathic stuff and psychic stuff. And it can be very daunting. You know, there's been times where I just grocery store and I just start tearing up because there's attachment to somebody that's just wants me to tell somebody something, you know, and that's just like a big no-no that Kate's like, because you don't know if that person's going to receive it.
Well, exactly. How are, and, you know, and people are also, frequently dealing with extreme and intense grief. And mm-hmm. you don't want to approach them in the wrong way or be like, oh, I've got a message from your son who just passed. Will they be even receptive to that? Or are you kind of intruding on this point in their life? You know, it's hard. Mm-hmm. You know, Eric, so we did an episode of the Grave Talks and together, I don't know, in the last year?
Almost okay. a year ago.
Yeah, I was going to say about a year. But one thing that we had talked about, and I think this kind of changes someone's DNA, but you had a near-death experience when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you think that kind of opens it up? And can you share a little of that story?
Yeah. So my parents were going to a high school reunion and they dropped me off at my grandparents' house, and they lived probably like 30, 35 minutes from the nearest hospital. And I was young, like, I don't know, a year-ish, I want to say. And the way my grandfather told me the story is I had just quit breathing. Like, I was blue. You know, and they called 911 and it was, you know, it was going to take forever to get there. And so my grandfather, being a farmer, he basically treated me like a baby lamb that would be born that wasn't breathing, and like hung me upside down and smacked me on the back and the butt, I guess. And I started breathing again, you know, and from that point forward, he even told me, he's like, I always know when you're not feeling well, cause I don't feel well, you know? And I kind of was like, oh, okay. It's just grandpa saying, you know, something nice or something, but there might've been something to that. So I think maybe that, that kind of, veil being lifted.
I think that changes. Cause for a while, even if you don't remember it, there was a time where you were in between two worlds, you know? It's like you could have gone that way, you could have come this way, but you kind of straddled that. So to me, I've talked to so many people on the Grave Talks about that very thing, and it just kind of changes who you are. And I do think it could make you a more sensitive and an in-tune person.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that could have had some sort of impact on me. You hear those stories all the time where people go to the, you know, see the light or be told it's not your time yet. And then, you know, and they start having these experiences and stuff. We had, there was a psychic that my dad used to have on his radio show like once or twice a year. And she got struck by lightning in a movie theater.
Mm.
And that's how she got her ability. Like, it hit the building, came through the chandelier and hit her. And she was involved in like state police investigations, trying to find missing peoples and dead bodies and stuff. And people would call in and be like, you know, am I going to outlive my, you know, my son, or, you know, things like that. And people ask some of these just crazy questions. And there'd be, you know, she'd be very cordial about it. Sometimes she'd be like, you know, I really don't see it. And she'd look at my dad and just like shake her head, you know, just give my dad like just the tingling up his spine. So I think that we can get them different ways. But again, it's like you just have to be open, receptive to spirit. Look for those signs, you know, like the pennies, the dimes, the cardinals, you know. Do you see an abundance, you know, of you know, it's... We have a male cardinal that floats around in our area, and I'm like, that's my bird. That's something there that's telling me that, you know, somebody's here with me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just looking for those things. And so some people might say I'm grabbing at straws, you know, because of course there's going to be cardinals. But, you know, you see that same cardinal.
It's the timing of it, too. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It's like me finding pennies. We're always talking about that. But it's where I found it, or the day I found it, or it's more than just, whoops, I found a penny. I guess there are days like that. So I'm going to ask you two things, Eric. Number one, you had mentioned how much you like investigating at Ashmore Estates. What is it about Ashmore Estates? And does it help to go investigate over and over and over to get to know the place better? Because I think there's some benefit to that.
I do, because of the fact that I've had different experiences and I've had things that I've repeated. They're like up on the third floor, there's a worker her name was Hannah. I think you talked to Robin about her when you talked to him mm-hmm. a while back. Mm-hmm. But she was a worker that was in a tragic vehicle accident. She was like early 20s, but she loved that place. And really nice. Every time that we would go, hey, you know, she'd remember us, like, welcome back. And, you know, would sit and talk with her for a bit. But she's so friendly, such a great spirit. But Robin has a room set up with a light that's on 24/7. There's a memorial in there. And after they had made this memorial, people would report hearing like rocks hitting a metal chair. And that has happened, like, I think I've been there four times since she's passed. It's happened every time. It's just, it's not like it's the place is falling down. Like Robin has built this thing back up where you go into that room and there's like no possible way that a rock could hit that unless if somebody picked up maybe a piece of chipped concrete on the floor and threw it.
And where are all these rocks coming from?
Yeah. So it's not from the ceiling, not from the walls. You know, so they have the model of some call it home, and it is kind of like a second home to me. It's like it's an hour and a half from me, and it's real easy to get to, and everybody's just friendly. There's nothing evil there. I've seen some YouTubers go in there and, you know, say there's demons. I mean, there's a worker, Joe is his name. I believe he got killed by a train. But they had men and women's dining areas. And so, like, when females go into the men's dining area, he can sometimes get a little agitated by that because he doesn't think it's right. It's just a great place. But I do think that knowing the building, and that's something that, like, I really stress on people is, like, especially, like, if you're going to a location that maybe you don't know, and heaven forbid you go, like, illegally.
Don't do that. Bad idea.
Get permission before you go investigate. Because most people are willing to do it if it's like an abandoned, just sign a waiver sometimes. But like, go during the day. See where there might be some hazardous things because you're walking through at night and, you know, you could get hurt. But just having familiarity with the thing, where the hot spots are, the stories. I'm one of those people that like to go in without necessarily knowing a lot of the history, especially now with my ability, to see if I can, like, you know, collaborate with it, you know, see these things that do pop up. You know, another thing that I do, and I'm very bad at it. I have like a sketchbook where I get visions and I will sketch those out. But the visions that I get, it's weird because it's not like in color, but it's like black and white, but I know what the color is. So I don't know. But I've just had some really, like, just amazing things that have come up through visions that I've just asked people about. And they're like, yeah, like, how'd you know that? And I'm like, just, you know, was thinking and thought maybe that's what it was. So it can be a trip sometimes.
So, you know, that Kathy bought this new house, and I know the two of you have been talking. And I was so hoping that Kathy's going to buy this house and it's going to just be delightful and no weird things are going to happen there. But I should have known my sister, and this is kind of an ongoing theme in her life. So you two have talked. Anything, like, Kathy, do you want to start? Like, are there any updates since last time?
Well, you talked? Just real quickly, in case anybody doesn't know, I've had some weird, like, I've only been here, what, a month, 6 weeks or something? And I've had some knocking on my closet doors. Like, somebody inside of my closet is knocking. But you cannot stand in my closet, so there's not a person there, because it has shelves and things. So that isn't even possible to be in there. So there was that. The other night I had something, it was a weird sound from within the closet, and it almost sounded like a flutter of wings, but maybe it was just like, you know, as I think of it, like movement of some sort, like something moved in there. Not little, not like a little bird or a bat or something, but something bigger. And so I don't know what I think. I do feel good about the house. I don't feel like it's a bad house. And I have had issues, or I shouldn't call them issues, but I've had a presence wherever I live. And I mean wherever. Something's happening where I am. So I never know, like, is it me taking something? Is it something that's already here, but I'm just, you know, have just enough ability to hear it at times and it can communicate with me? And maybe most houses are haunted. Maybe most people have spirits around them and they just don't see it. I just happen to see it more. Or maybe I'm just odd and I'm carrying something around with me. I'm not exactly sure what direction this is going.
Eric, what input do you have?
So that it is something that is connected to you. And I, like, the fluttering thing is interesting, because I think when I messaged you, I said, outside of the knocking, there's somebody connected to you is going to make themselves known, but I don't know how that's going to look. So I don't know if that's what that was, but
yeah.
So, but here's the thing that I want to stress on people that might have things going on. But when I heard that the knocking, that you were scared, I contacted you and told you, do not be scared. It is nothing to be scared about. Because I had the similar thing, and I think it might have been the episode that you just talked about, where it was my partner's dad. And he doesn't know quite how to communicate properly, going back and forth. And so he just makes himself known to me. But I don't know if he's embarrassed because of, like, how he's doing it, but, like, I had to show him how to communicate. So when you're mm-hmm. talking to the house, and when you told them to quit doing the knocking, so maybe that was another way.
That's right. You did. Yeah. You had that conversation.
And I do every night now. Like, it's become like,
man, you're going to have a whole laundry list of crap. It's going to be like, no knocking, no fluttering of mysterious wings.
Yeah. Well, and I tell it, I say, you know, I love the fact that you want to communicate with me. That's so awesome. But you need to do it in a gentle way. You know, the knocking thing just scared the crap out of me the other night. And so if you could do it in some way that's, I said, you know, at the other house, you were turning pictures around and stuff. That was okay. Like, I was okay with that. You know, things were being moved from this location to that location, and that was okay. I knew you were there and you were communicating, but you've got to be more gentle about it. And it hasn't knocked since, but I will be honest, it did scare me so bad. I've been having a hard time not sleeping with some sort of sound on to help muffle it out, because it really did scare me.
And another thought, Eric, because we have also established that Kathy has a pet cemetery in her yard.
Yes, she
does. Do you think the pet cemetery is just out there? Don't worry about it. No biggie. You know, maybe they had birds. Maybe, you know, one of those names is a bird that they buried out there. I don't know. Do you think that could be causing her any issues, the pet cemetery?
I don't get that. I don't get that at all.
Yeah, I think it's kind of sweet.
I'm a little bit concerned that it's not limited to pets. And the reason I say that, and I should take a picture and post it on the website just for y'all to see, but there's, like, these handmade signs that are on the front of this cemetery. It has kind of a board thing on it. And it's like a guy's name and the dates, like, 1948 to 1978 or whatever. And I'm like, that's a person. So now, is it just a memorial? They put a plaque there for him? Or are his cremains there? See, I don't know. And I'm a little scared to dig.
I wouldn't go digging.
No.
Digging gives me, that doesn't feel right to me.
Like, because I don't, you know, I it's like I want to know if it's there. But then on the other hand, I feel weird disturbing it if it is.
Yeah, I just, I would leave that alone. what I got was like the house there, and I think I told you, it was like there is an energy that might be there, but it's not like a ghostly energy. It's just residual energy that I just kind of get, like arguments like in that kitchen. And that, so I said, if it kind of feels heavy at all, just like burn some incense or something, play some happy music. But it's, and I think what's attached to you that has been following you, you know, as that connection, I get that they are just wanting you to know that they are there, that they've not left your side, and that setting the ground rules as far as communication is perfect, you know, and they're being respectful if it hasn't happened, right? And maybe that fluttering was like the way to do a little bit nicer, a little bit, you know, a little bit lighter. And so maybe they're just brushing up against the wall. Well,
maybe they were like, Kathy likes birds, so this will be nice sound. She took
of
the bird.
It sounds like a velociraptor.
Yeah, she took the bird watching class. This should be nice. She'll appreciate it.
Can she identify this bird?
And it's like, okay, and also I like the sound of a brook, but no running water because, you know, it's like limit it. I don't know. Like, do you have to start putting parameters on what sounds?
Well, and it is a little odd because now I am, you know, like, every night I go in and say, okay, you know, good night. And, you know, I open the closet door and I talk into the closet and thanks so much, you know, for, you know, supporting me today because I know you've got my back. I really appreciate that. Like, you know, I'm building it up, you know. And I try to say, if it's related to the house, I hope you like what I'm doing with the house. I, you know, really love being here and I love the opportunity to make it cute and fun and, you know, bring life to it. And I hope that's okay with you, you know, and stuff. So we shall see.
It's interesting. So keep us posted. And Eric, will you stick around for one more episode?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. For sure. Coming up next. So if you have a real ghost story, we would really love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember about becoming a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to our archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today. I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today. A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.